The reading today is from Genesis 15, verses 1 through 8. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it?
Some of you can relate to this, whether as a child or as a parent. You're getting ready to go on vacation. And I remember when I was a child, we would go to Myrtle Beach for a vacation, get a house for a week. And my sister Cheryl and I, this is back in the late 50s, we were just young, be in the back seat, my mother and father in the front seat. Other brothers hadn't been born yet, or sister. And we would get not even to the county line, I would say 10 miles. And both Cheryl and I would say, Are we there yet? How much further is it? When are we going to get there? I mean, we were anxious. And I think we live in an age of immediate gratification. And we want to be somewhere that's going to be fun and excited. We want it now. When we go into a restaurant, we want our food now, like they've read our minds, and we walk in the door. They should just hand it to us, not even have to order. We're conditioned to be high on expectations, but we're often conditioned to be low on patience. There are three tenets to our tenses to our relationship with God and our own very lives. And this can be seen very clearly in the life of Abraham. And I want to remind you, when you hear the word Abram and you hear the word Abraham, they are the same people. And sometimes I go back and forth. It was Abram before the covenant was made, then later when things were being fulfilled, his name was changed to Abraham as a sign of that covenant. Now the three tenses are past, present, and future. Each one reflects a different aspect of our relationship with God. In any relationship, yesterday is always an influence on tomorrow, particularly in relationships that require trust and faith. In today's scripture, we read of the covenant between God and Abraham. And as this covenant was established, Abraham raised a question about God's promise to bless him with an heir. He wanted a son so he could pass it down to him. Some time had passed and Abraham was beginning to wonder about the truth of that promise from God that you will have an heir. He was beginning, as we all do at times, to have doubt in his mind and in his heart. And isn't that really the way that it always works for us in our relationship with God and sometimes with people? Time erodes our inner convictions about the things that God is doing in our lives. We get impatient. God doesn't work fast enough for us. I want it right now. God, I just prayed. Now do it. Do it right now. Don't have time to wait. I've got you on the clock. Have that healing done. Have that money in the bank. Everything now. So we question whether or not God is even doing anything in our lives. Look at how God responded to Abraham. God told Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. And sometimes in parts of Pittsburgh, you look up, you can't really see all the stars, but you get out in a country or a desert, and you look, and there's just, There's no way you can count them. It just seems like the whole sky is nothing but stars. And God backed that promise up with a reminder of what had already transpired between God and Abraham. God said, "I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess." He promised it, and it happened. God was saying that it had already brought Abraham this far, so why would Abraham begin to lose confidence now? God reminded Abraham that in the past he had always been faithful, keeping promises and fulfilling them. Anytime Israel began to wonder about whether or not God would deliver on God's promises, God would raise up a prophet or a messenger to remind God's people of all the ways God had been faithful to them in the past, everything that he had done for them. And God's relationship with Israel would be distinguished by two things: God's faithfulness and the unfaithfulness of God's people. And it's not just Israel. This is a condition of humankind even today. As Israel worshiped, though, they would identify the acts in which God had shown faithfulness to them as individuals and as a nation. They would remember, and then they would praise God. Remembering the past always leaves God's people hopeful for what might come next. So God is faithful. God is always faithful. When we have doubts in our own faith experience, we need to look back. It's when we look back that we can clearly see that God has been there for us. A husband was laid off from his job and times were difficult. The prospects of employment did not look good. This went on for several months. Money was so tight that all they could afford to eat for dinner was beans and cornbread. They wondered how they would ever make it. Yet their faith in God and the circumstances to come did not waver. Eventually, the young man got a job, and a couple of years passed in those difficult days, but they've not forgotten how God provided for them in the past. Even now, a family eats beans and bread for dinner once a month just to remind themselves how God had helped them through a very difficult time. By remembering the past, they're able to see the blessings that they enjoy right now, and they're able to look to the future with a sense of hope. People of faith are able to embrace the challenges of life because we have the assurance that we do not walk through this life alone. You may feel alone sometimes, but you are not by yourself. God is with you, and King David, I think, expressed it beautifully in the 23rd Psalm. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Consider now this assurance is offered to Abraham, and God says, "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great." And Abraham believed, he trusted in the provision of God, even though he could not see it. And that's what faith is, seeing what is not there, what you cannot touch. The only logical reason he might possibly have for doing this was so because God had not let him down in the past. So he could look to the past and say, "Well, God did this, so I believe God is going to help me now." Since God had always been faithful, Abraham continued to trust in God. Sometimes we underestimate God's ability to provide for us or the things that might happen. The woman who taught school for many years had a really good relationship, just loved teaching, loved the children in her class. And one little boy was just so fond of his teacher, as happens. I remember in second grade being in love with my second grade teacher. So he invited her to breakfast, and the little boy was sure that she would come. The boy's parents tried to convince him that the teacher is not coming over for breakfast. Can you imagine their surprise when there was a knock at the door and there was the teacher ready for breakfast? And can you imagine how excited this little boy was that the teacher actually came to his house and was going to sit down to breakfast with him and his family? In one sense, the past, present, and future are levels of our spiritual walk with God. When we grow in our faith, we're able to move from doubt to faith and belief. When we have experienced God's goodness in the past, we're able to trust God for the present, for the right now. When we have received the reward of walking in faith in the present, then we're able to look to the future with hope and anticipation. Abraham was promised that he would be taken to the promised land and his descendants would be as plentiful as the stars. Abraham was not limited, though, by what he had already experienced. Abram's future was limited only by the degree of faith in God to fulfill the promises that God had made to Abraham. I think it's important to remember how Abraham's relationship with God began. It began with God calling Abraham and telling him to leave his homeland and his family, and he would take him to this land that he had promised. God promised Abraham many things, but it required that Abraham respond in obedience. So there's God's part, but there's also our part to play in this. If you believe that you're a child of God, then you can step forward trusting God that He will be with you every step of the way on your journey in this life, and that God will fulfill every promise that He has made to you. For each of us, every one of us, there are three tenses in our relationship with God. The past points to yesterday. It reminds us of God's faithfulness in providing for us and the needs that He's already met in our past. The present points to God's presence with us right now and gives us courage and hope and faith for our daily lives. The future points to that which lies ahead for all of us. God has promised to provide for us in this life and to carry us into the next life. We have that ultimate promise that we will be with God for eternity in heaven. That's a promise God has made to us through Jesus Christ. And God's promise to Abraham goes with each and every one of us. Fear not, I am your shield, something that you hold out to protect yourself. Your reward shall be very great. Promise to Abraham, I believe that is promised to us. May God bless you today and in the future. Amen.